You're listening to SBS News.
A pokies venue headed by Australia's top club's boss has received a record fine for giving free alcohol as an inducement to gamble and letting players disguise cash advances as purchases of up to $40,000. Clubs Australia president Peter Newell chairs the Wollongong Steelers Club, which has been fined $100,000 and rebuked by the regulator in a damning report. Wollongong gambler Veronica, whose name and voice have been changed, knows the pull of the pokies.
And I guess they uplift you. When you go to play poker machines, you usually go to escape something.
In over a decade of problem gambling, she's lost tens of thousands of dollars. And she knows the little tricks used by staff that would keep her at the machine for up to 12 hours on end.
It's all about welcoming, you know, and having a little chat, do you want a coffee? A lot of places will provide you with a coffee, they bring it to you at the poker machine.
But the practices at Wollongong Club Steelers have crossed a legal line, attracting the largest ever sanction handed down by the Gaming Authority in New South Wales. According to the sanction from Liquor and Gaming New South Wales, the Steeler Club in Wollongong gave out free alcohol as an inducement to gamblers. They also offered cash advances disguised as FPOS payments for amounts up to $40,000. These cash payments were disguised as legitimate purchases at the club, only in many cases the money was fed straight back into the poker machines. The authority has described this as a deliberate and systemic conduct by senior staff that breaches rules designed to limit the harms of gambling. Staff gave evidence to the inquiry that the practices started with what they called Asian clientele. Individual gamblers would be sometimes given as much as $5,000 in cash at a time, sometimes up to five times a night. Stephen Main from the Alliance for Gambling Reform says the report is shocking.
This is a staggering report. These are extraordinarily bad practices that were going on for many, many years at the club.
Steelers chair Peter Newell is a longtime president of Clubs Australia and the chair of influential lobby group Clubs New South Wales. The club argued the bad behaviour was the responsibility of its disgraced former club secretary and general manager Scott Miles. The authority handed Mr. Miles a lifetime ban, but ultimately found the club itself was also responsible. Philip Crawford, chair of the New South Wales Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority, says the breaches are concerning.
We are dealing with alcohol and gambling in a structured environment and large amounts of money. You need to be absolutely scrupulous as a director and controller of a business that all of your systems are in place to minimise as much as possible the risk of breach.
Stephen Main says the report must lead to cultural change in the club's industry.
Peter Newell has been on the board of the Steelers for 29 years. He's been the chairman of Clubs Australia for almost a decade. He's been the chairman of Clubs New South Wales for 14 years. It clearly is time that he resigned or retired, given the embarrassing scale of the poor conduct and poor practices that have now been exposed and punished by the regulators in New South Wales.
Neither Steelers nor Mr. Newell have offered a public response to the fine. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.